Advanced Faster Reading by Casey Malarcher, Akita Morita, Shinichi Harada. Recorded by Carolyn Miller and
Jack Merluzzi.
Published by Seibido. Unit 1. Blogging. Reading passage. When important events are happening around the world, most people turn to traditional media sources such as CNN and BBC for their news. However, during the invasion of Iraq by the United States and its allies in early 2003, a significant number of people followed the war from the point of view of an anonymous Iraqi citizen who called himself Salam Pax. Salam means peace in Arabic, and Pax means peace in Latin. Salam Pax wrote a diary about everyday life in Baghdad during the war and posted it on his website. Pax's online diary was a kind of website known as a blog. Blogs, short for weblogs, are online diaries, usually kept by individuals, but sometimes by companies and other groups of people. They are the fastest growing type of website on the internet. In 2003, there were estimated to be several hundred thousand blogs on the internet, and the number was growing by tens of thousands a month. A blog differs from a traditional website in several ways. Most importantly, it is updated much more regularly. Many blogs are updated every day, and some are updated several times a day. Also, most blogs use special software or websites which are specifically aimed at bloggers, so you don't need to be a computer expert to create your own blog. This means that ordinary people who may find computers difficult to use can easily set up and start writing their own blog. In 2003, the internet company AOL introduced their own blogging service, enabling its 35 million members to quickly and easily start blogging. There are many different kinds of blogs. The most popular type is an online diary of links, where the blog writer surfs the internet and then posts links to sites or news articles that they find interesting, with a few comments about each one. Other types are personal diaries, where the writers talk about their life and feelings. Sometimes these blogs can be very personal. There is another kind of blogging called moblogging, short for mobile blogging. Mobloggers use mobile phones with cameras to take photos, which are posted instantly to the internet. In 2003, the first international mobloggers conference was held in Tokyo. The use of mobile phones in this way made the headlines in Singapore when a high school student posted on the internet a movie he had taken of a teacher shouting at another student and tearing up the student's homework. Many people were shocked by the student posting a video of the incident on the internet and wanted phones with cameras to be banned from schools. Many people think that as blogs become more common, news reporting will rely less on big media companies and more on ordinary people posting news to the internet. They think that then the news will be less like a lecture and more like a conversation where anyone can join in. Listening comprehension. Listen to the CD and fill in the blanks.
When major events happen in the world today, people now have a new way to learn about them, in addition to traditional forms of media. For example, during the war in Iraq in 2003, one blog in particular made the headlines. It was read by many people as a source of information on daily life in Baghdad, from the point of view of an Iraqi citizen. Some people have also begun to keep moblogs using mobile phones with cameras in them. However, Some people were shocked when one student used his phone to take pictures of a teacher yelling at a student. Some people think such cameras should be banned from places like schools.